And welcome back. This is Luca Mino on Luca's World. Good to have everybody back again. And it's good to be back on air again. Okay, so I got to make sure I got everything. I got my iPhone on silent mode. I've got my notes in front of me. And I don't know if I told this story before, but let me just say it real quick. 5 minutes before a really important gathering that I was told I was going to address, I had my notes on the podium, and my teacher comes up to me 5 minutes before, takes my notes and destroys them, rips them up, puts them in the garbage. And I said, "What did you do to my notes?" He says, "You talk from this," and he points to my heart. He said, "The notes point to this," and he points to the head. So it's a good lesson. And yes, I could do it without the notes, but I'd rather not. First off, this is going to be a dedication to the two last callers, Chance from West Virginia and Lynn from Maryland, just because they kind of set the stage for this show and maybe others to come, where I'll be leaning more towards medical stuff and what I do to make things better, i.e. meditation and just a whole different outlook on things. But it's indeed going to be Luca's World in every aspect of it. First, my disclaimer, though, that I always love to start with. It's a disclaimer saying that I'm always going to say things that are the truest to the best of my ability. It's going to be good for you to hear, and it's going to be necessary as well. Because if not, it's just a plain old waste of time, right? So after my breakup in 2008, it was like, you know, well, Luca, you know, everybody around you is saying you're crazy. Guess what? You know, you're going to have to do something. Well, I said, okay, after all the issues I was having at the time, seemingly with everyone that I knew around me, right? Not knowing what else to do after my recent breakup, 11-year relationship, I went to the Good Health Department of the Social Services, extension of the Human Services Agency, who handles the, if you get my drift, just to see, you know. I finally find this person who looks like a matriarch that everybody in social services and in psychiatry looks up to in that department. So I decided to have an audience with her, no matter what. And at first it was like, you know, she doesn't take private clientele, which turned into, I'm sorry, she's very, very busy, you know. And they kind of eyed me up and down as if I was kind of a disgrace, like Rose's mother in the Titanic looking at Jack, like an insect to be squashed quickly, right? So, you know, they tried to hook me up with other people, and it didn't work. Basically, long story short, I said, how much does it cost? And I'll pay it myself. So I quickly got an audience with her, right? As they say about the queen. And after rigorous testing and all the papers filled out and all the questionnaires and the applications that I did for this or that, when it came time to read the results to me, I'll never forget this. She comes up and looks at me, looks down immediately after looking at me, and then she smiles and she kind of still looks down a little bit, and she raises her head, and she's smiling now. And she said, Luca Mino of Bathurst, New Brunswick, she says, there's nothing wrong with you. She said, there's nothing wrong with you, Luca, at all. And as she put her head down, she puts her papers down, and she continues, there's nothing wrong with you, Luca. Just be prepared to, you know, for a long time, you know, for a very lonely life. You'll live long, but it's going to be a very lonely life, I'm afraid. You're choosing the hard road, the red road, as my ancestors called it, she said. It's a less traveled road. Less traveled means less popular. It's not the mainstream, and you'll always represent a threat to people that don't understand it. And she said, please let me explain. A threat because they won't know of what you're speaking of. It's not their fault whatsoever. But you can't speak butterfly language to caterpillar people. You can't. They're not ready for it. And this is something else I'm going to get into very shortly. It just, you know, it won't work. It's like talking about emotions in the military. It won't work. And because, you know, when you try and soar like an eagle, it's very difficult to fly like an eagle when you're got a flock of turkeys that you're flying with. It doesn't work. But she said, you'll be fine. I'm proud of you. And that was it. And I left the office. And I thought, you know, it's going to be hard, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it because it's not popular. I got into Reiki. And then I kind of got into meditating. And I noticed, of course, too late in my case, because I had stage 4 cancers, 2 of them, in November of 2020. But I readied my body for it nevertheless, and this is probably one of the reasons why I'm still here. So it's interesting because it's not like, you know, yes, I managed to win over cancer. It's nothing like that at all. I had to literally let my body go down so low that they wouldn't give me chemo or radiation because it would have killed me. And then start over. You know, they do the operation, and then it's like, no, I don't want anything. I do not, no vaccines, no chemo, no radiation, no big pharma pills, nothing. And this is my trip back to health. And this is why I know it works. So it's very personal, and it's not my show, like this is, you know, listen to me and I know everything at all. It's more like what listening to my body did for me. It's my journey, completely my own. So it's a sharing that I'm doing. And heaven forbid, you know, I'm not going to tell people they should do it. It's beautiful because it's going back to nature, and it's something that most people don't know about, and we're not taught about that stuff. And that's one of my notes I was going to say today because it's so important. We're taught to become dependent on the system. You know, we're hurting. Oh, big pharma, you know. We have this issue. Oh, okay. It's like they're ready at every turn for us, and they're not teaching us how to take care of ourselves. Very quickly, the phone lines to call in today, 512-248-8252, and toll free at 1-800-313-9443. And my shows are always going to be in honor of John Stadmiller as well. Anybody can start calling in as they wish. I think I'm all set with that. I'm finally finding out how Skype works, you know, with the different windows. It's very complicated. So, I'm kind of not really sure where to start because there are so many different cliches. You know, I had my choice when I woke up. I had my choice, and I was presented with that. So I made a sacred choice. It was empowering. It's either meditating my pain down or medicating my pain down. And you know deep inside that you're cheating when you're using pills. You're kind of coding the pain. You're not really dealing with it. You're not as if you could. Well, believe me, you can. And this is something else that we're not taught. They don't want us to know stuff like this. And I'm going to touch a little bit on that and how powerful we are and how we can literally heal ourselves if we get in touch with it. And I have a few tricks up my sleeve. But you're either feeding disease or health with every bite and every sip. It sounds so cliche, it's disgusting, but it's really true. And for me, okay, so I'm strapped in the hospital bed, and I have one bag on each side, and all I can think of first thing is I got to get out of here. I got to get out of the hospital. So I was meditating my pain down. Okay, so they were giving me, it's not heroin, but it's close to it. I don't remember what the name of it is after the operation. And then when that went down and that was no longer on the menu, it was like, good, you know. And then they give you 2 days and then you're out of the hospital, believe it or not. 2-3 days. You have to walk 5 times a day on your last day there. It's amazing how fast they know your body's going to recoup. And in my case, I recoup faster. So I was thinking about, you know, trying to meditate and meditating my pain down, and it wasn't working. And I kind of talked about it with one nurse one night, and she kind of gently replied, and she suggested, you know, We've been poisoning our bodies for so long until now, and suddenly we're telling our bodies to smarten up as if it was its fault. And it'll take a while, but trust me, it works, she says. I do it every day. And she gives me a little wink, and she leaves. It was like an angel that I can barely remember, always saying the right things at the right time. So moral of the story is meditate versus medicate. And again, that's what worked for me. And I got something to share right in front of me here that did actually save my life, and you can hear it on the microphone. That's the bag. And it's called Essiac-T, E-S-S-I-A-C. Most people have heard of it, Essiac-T Organic. And the most important ingredients are organic burdock root, sheep sorrel, slippery elm bark, and turkey rhubarb root. So for people who like tea, especially at the end of the day, or especially, I'm sorry, in the beginning of the day, and I was taught to do that before you even eat anything, you have that. So I was doing that even though I was helplessly stage 4 cancer, and I was, you know, urinating blood as well, more blood, you know, as than anything towards the end. But I was still doing that, and I was taking different herbs as well. So that kept me going. Besides cayenne, which I think I mentioned last time, and coconut oil, which I'm going to talk about again, you want to hear a list of natural antibiotics. Believe it or not, that if you put in your food, or if you make it a regular part of your life, how your body will respond to it, because we're what percentage water? We're going to get into that too. Listen to this: oregano, sage, thyme. You know the song by Simon and Garfunkel: parsley, sage, oregano, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. That's what it is. Cloves, garlic, cumin. Ginger, lemon, honey, rosemary, fennel seeds, coriander, chamomile, cinnamon, turmeric especially, black pepper. When you crush your own black pepper, that's when you get the difference. Ever since I've been doing that, I had gum issues, and I started using black peppercorns and doing the twisting myself every meal, and you can feel the gums tightening up. You can feel them working on your gums. It's amazing. Coconut oil, yes. Yogurt and onions. So I'm going to throw water in the pot as well before we get the callers here going, because we're all at different stages of consciousness. And I really believe that, and I see it around me. And there's a certain stage you reach in your consciousness where your intent is only to speak your truth and not convince other people of it. Couldn't care less if people believe what I say or not. That's fine. It's their journey. You begin to realize that everybody has their own path. In other words, you can't convince a baby that he should be walking when he's at the crawling stage. So most people are, probably going to laugh at, what I'm going to say, or they're going to hear this and, roll their eyes. Other people might be anxious to hear it because, like the two callers that we had last week, maybe it's on their path, in their readiness, their choice to do what they're going to do. Going natural or going big pharma? Risk losing your life or yourself in the process, literally losing yourself. Quite simply, I'm doing this every single day, and I hope it clears up a lot of grandma fairy tales of the past and propaganda, as my grandmother would say, in the healing department. But before we get there, I'm going to do my exhibit A of coconut oil very quickly. And even if I talked about this last week, it doesn't matter. I suffered from athlete's foot in my teens, really bad. Stinking up a storm, really bad. Nothing you can do, right? Flaking between the toes, cracking, and then bleeding, and then adding chemical creams that are really not good for the body. My best friend looks at me and he says, coconut oil. And I said, okay. I tried the coconut oil, And he says, no, it's not going to work. And I said, why? He says, because your feet aren't wet. He says, you have to wet your feet. And, you know, most people would go, yeah, I'll do what I want, okay? I'll put it on. I'm good enough to put the stuff on myself, you know, or however much ego that person has. Listen to this. That's how it works, right? Oh, I know what to do. Okay. The doctor told you to put it on your feet when they're wet. Yeah. So he puts it on when it's dry and nothing happens. It gets worse, actually. Why? Because you didn't listen to the original instructions. And this is how Mother Nature works. You don't abide by the rules, you suffer the result. Because coconut oil works when the skin is wet. And it has to absorb it, and it does absorb it. And problem solved. Within a week, I think it was, healed, gone. And I do that every single day now, after every single shower, okay? Even if you take two showers a day on the hottest weather, whatever, every second day coming out of the shower, no matter what, you sit down and you put the coconut oil on your feet extensively. And I've never had a problem since. So that's a biggie. You want to hear another biggie? It's water. And I do this every day. It's called the water prayer. And because we're going to be talking a lot about Native American issues on this show, Lucas World is going to take us a little bit everywhere. Water prayer, say what? Yeah. And I'd like people to entertain this for a minute. You're taking water in its purest form that you can have, okay, from the tap. Well, you know, I mean, if you can filter it first, you get it into its purest form. You put it in a glass or a plastic bottle, and before you take the drink, you literally hold the bottle in both hands. You think of the water. You think of the healing that you want. You ask the water to heal you, and the water will respond. You know, and then there are scientists that say, yeah, and many studies performed with water, blah, blah, blah. Okay. They say, well, Indians knew that 10,000 years ago. They said that water heals. They said that when you you can drink, they used to say that when you could drink out of every stream and out of every lake. But water understands, the elders say. Water knows. How old is water? The molecules haven't changed in what, 4 billion years? It's the same water as before. And we're made up out of what percentage of water? We were saying roughly 60% of water for an adult man. The brain has 75% water. The blood is 83% water. The heart is 79% water. Bones are 22% water. Muscles are 75. Liver is 85. Kidneys are 83. See, so There comes that line again, you know, what you wish for, you're going to get. So I'm listening all the time. And I'm dedicating this to the two callers last week because it's basically where it's at as far as healing goes. And I'm really glad to make this a show like this. So you're listening, right? What's your body saying? This is the key to my success, and it really worked for me. Just listening, okay? So I'm eating lunch around noon, and I'm really loving it. I'm really picking out, okay? And all of a sudden, my voice says, you know what? You forgot to take your walk this morning? You know, guilt. Uh-oh. You know what you should do right now? Put your fork down, put your spoon down, get some water, go do your walk, and then come back and finish your food. You'll be surprised how much better it'll go down. So again, yeah. You know, you kind of shove it off, right? I didn't shove it off at all. Put my spoon down, put my fork down. I did exactly that. I got the water, did my rounds without the water, came back, and I ate the rest. I basically understood the message that your body's saying that. You know, no, don't just go fill your stomach up all the way down, rah, 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 you know, because you're by yourself. Because it must be something about Italians too. You love stuffing your face. When people eat, some people are just horrified by that. And yes, you know, you should be eating one little piece of grape at a time, you know, ethnically or whatever, aesthetically. Anyway, I'm by myself, so I really like enjoying my food. So that was a pretty interesting, without fighting it, right? Without stopping to analyze or try to hush it up or anything. And there's something else I want to share as well. And it's called whatever you make, whatever you touch, it becomes sacred. And it's like, yeah, okay, whatever, you know, what are you talking about, right? So I had people outside my apartment all the time walking around in the wee hours of the morning, smoking cigarettes and drinking and passing by my apartment window, and it's wide open, right? So they're making noise. And that particular morning on my walk outside the apartment, when they were all sleeping, finally, I see a cigarette butt sitting there between the cracks of the brick windowsill. And it's like, yeah, you know, and you go to pick it up and you want to throw it away. All of a sudden I got stopped and it was like, nope, don't throw it away. Pray on it. Pray with it. And for people that pray with tobacco, like the Indian does or used to, it's a very powerful protector. It's a very powerful thing to do. You're basically, okay, I'm not going to blow it. I'll just keep explaining my story. So, okay, I put my head down because I realized praying with the tobacco, I used to do that. So you take a bad moment that somebody would call, oh, you know, thanks a lot, you know, tobacco on the windowsill. No, you make it a good moment. And I honor my first teacher at the same time, my Mi'kmaq teacher in northern New Brunswick. You can make everything special. Yes, whatever you hold, you can make it sacred just by saying so. You have the authority and the power to make it sacred. It's as simple as that. Rockefeller doesn't want you to know that. They're trying to dumb us down. They're trying to go opposite. They're trying to dumb us down so bad that we can't even do anything except do the job and go home and do the job and go home. Wow. You know what he used to tell me? We only have the power that we give ourselves. So with this half-burned cigarette, I take off the filter very gently, like I've done so many times before. And then, you know, you lick the paper very gently and then you rip it up and it comes out and before you know it, you're holding the tobacco. And you pray for the people that left it there, or you pray for the animals around, or you pray for protection, and you think of your directions, and you put a little bit of tobacco down. That's what people used to do way back then. And we'll be back, because I know that's time for a break. This is Lucas World. We'll be right back.
Turn down the lights. Turn down the bed. Turn down these voices inside my head. Lay down with me. Tell me no lies. Just hold me close. Don't patronize. Don't patronize.
handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Is a civil war imminent? I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. Over 50% in a recent survey expect a civil war in the United States in the next few years. Lately, it's often said that our nation is more divided than ever. Those who say that don't know their own national history. The country may be more partisan than at any point in our lifetime, but not in our country's. Our country has seen several rebellions. We have had states consider secession both before and after the Civil War. We have had congressmen beaten on the floor of the House. We had an actual Civil War that claimed the lives of over 600,000 citizens. The history of the United States is a history of partisan divide. I am far more worried about total financial collapse than a civil war. Please support transparency from Congress by visiting liberty-lighthouse.com/HR46. Until tomorrow, si vis pacem, parabellum.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Okay, so we're going to try it again. I'm not sure what happened, but we got bounced off for a certain reason. I don't know. Maybe it's the bad energy is trying to get through. This is Luca's World. We're going to try and get through the hour. We'll see what happens. We were talking about the importance of praying and the importance of water as well, and how powerful we are and how intent works incredibly well. And I did finish my cigarette story. I think I did finally clean up and did a lot of good with that. I also learned about healing when I was doing Reiki. And if you come across a bird on the side of the road, let's say, that was hit by a car and it's still alive, you can actually come up to it and stand with it, put your hands around it without touching it, about a foot or two away from it, and pray. Literally ask your version of Creator or whatever you know as Creator to help heal its family. And you do that for 5 or 10 minutes, and then you watch the bird fly away. It's all about intent. And this is why they don't want us learning about how powerful we are and what good beings we could be, because apparently the more damage we do to society, the more popular we get. Because you try and do good things, and you know, you're not going to last very long. So in this segment, I'm going to gently go into my medical news and also treat a picture that I really like. It's got five Labrador retrievers sitting there looking at you. They come in a variety of colors. One's black, one's rust, one's off-white, one yellow, one's dark brown. They're loved and treated equally, no matter what color they are. They don't fight amongst themselves over their color differences. When it comes down to it, they're labs. They're just dogs, right? And they say, dear humans, please do better, be like labs, right? If anybody's watched Last of the Mohicans, it's a really, really good story. And in the beginning, it's called The Elk Hunt. And they show how they used to prey on their food, how they used to hunt individually, human to animal. And our, what would you call it, our connection to Mother Earth and to nature is lost, and for good reason. So my friend was taught the sacred hunt, the bow and arrow, looking at your prey, like the old way, just like the beginning of the Last of the Mohicans. And you'll do what nature does. You learn how to be a successful hunter by respecting your prey. And most of all, nature itself does get rid of its own sick, you know, the sick ones, respectfully. Like, you know, the natural kingdom works through natural selection. The hunter is going to choose that certain animal either because of its deformed leg or because of the crooked antlers, and it won't be able to survive through the coming winter. And you know it, so you watch it through the summer and you watch it through the early fall. You learn where it goes and you know, where it eats. And rather than having it collapse on its own and being eaten slowly to death by other creatures of the forest, no. You watch the animal, and you'll track it, and you'll know when to kill it. And that's how it gives itself. And if you take a really, really good meme that I saw, it says exactly that. It says, nothing in nature lives for itself. Rivers don't drink their own water. Trees don't eat their own fruits. The sun doesn't shine for itself. A flower's fragrance is not for itself. Living for each other is nature's rule. So I kind of would like to make it be one of my rules, right? And the reason why I'm speaking to this about this today is because people are completely disconnected from the food that they eat. We go to the store and we buy it, and it's nicely wrapped in cellophane. And you can watch, you can even watch the butcher as he packages it for us all neatly and it's looking pretty. The entire philosophy behind the survival and the thriving of the ancestors of this land for 10,000 years or more, it was all about the connection that they had with their animals, their brothers and their sisters, they're called, their relations. The Mi'kmaq that taught me, they call that Emsitnogama. The Lakota, which you might have heard before, they say Mitakuya Oyasin. It's a salute. It's like saying amen to the Christian or whatever. It's a salute to say that you honor these living entities through Creator God and you thank them for your sustenance. And being thankful in that way, can you imagine? Like, that's how they lived and they thrived. And that's why, you know, to change your environment first, that's the only way you can change anything, because you change yourself and everything is going to change around you. And that's one of the first things that I learned. And it's really important to go inside, and most people find it very uncomfortable. They really don't like the aspect of it, and they just want to live their daily life. And other people don't have time because of their family, their job. It's a choice that we have to make. Like in the first show where I explained that a whole family ended up helping that little girl with her boo-boo in her eye that was going to make her blind. They all prayed together at night and told the boo-boo to go away and you're not welcome here. That's literally what you can say with insects or snakes, or, you know, you look at a spider and say, you're not welcome in this house, and you'll watch it leave. Basically, for people to avoid pain, Osho says, they avoid pleasure. And to avoid death, they'll avoid life. That really, really means a lot to me. To avoid pain, they're going to avoid pleasure, right? Because they don't want to be hurt and they won't take the chance. And to avoid death, they'll do the same thing. They'll avoid life. So we really have to start thinking differently. You know, and there's a really good meme of somebody standing on a pile of ladders and he's trying to creep up, you know, over the edge of a huge wall, and he's on top of a pile of ladders, and it says it doesn't matter how many resources you have if you don't know how to use them. And one of my resources was, you know, going inside and meditating big time and, you know, praying the Indian way, lighting up sage, things like that. And I want to talk about the big four today on this side of the break, because there are two really important big four groups. And one of them is called the Four Rooms, which we're going to get to in a minute. But this one's called the Four Agreements. And I want to share them with you today because that's part of my medical moments segment of the show. Number one, be impeccable with your word. Speak with integrity. Say only what you mean. Avoid using the word to speak out against yourself or gossip about anybody else. Use the power of the word to, you know, in the direction of truth and love. It's special. And second, don't take anything personally. That's my big one. That's my colossal one. Nothing others do is because of you. What others say and do is a projection of their own reality, their own dream. When you're immune to the opinions and the actions of other people, you won't be the victim of endless suffering. Luca, you know, that's a big one for me. Don't make assumptions is another huge one. How did that go? The assumptions are the mother of all screw-ups. Find the courage to ask questions and express what you really want. Communicate with other people as clearly as you can to avoid misunderstandings, sadness, and drama, right? And just this one agreement, with just this one, you can completely transform your life if you don't make assumptions. Well, I thought that, you know, well, usually, right? And number four is also a hard one. It's always do your best. Your best is going to change from moment to moment, from day to day. It'll be different when you're healthy or opposed to sick. But always do your best in every circumstance. Simply do your best, and you'll avoid self-judgment, self-abuse, and the biggie, regret. So here come the four rooms. This is what I was taught. The four rooms that people have to visit every day. Most people can pretty well say them: emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual. But listen to each one, okay? Emotional, listen to the music that's uplifting, hopeful, and empowering. Surround myself with positive people. Read great fiction for pleasure. Listen to audiobooks on self-improvement. Anything positive, anything that's emotional. I love writing. I love building shows for people like you. Spend time with people and animals. I love to feed the birds outside. That's, you learn a lot from them. For people who like traveling and seeing the world, if you still can, that's emotional. Physical, it's all about, you know, eating organics and humanely raised foods, drinking quite a bit of water a day. Supplements also, which they're trying to make illegal now. That's another one. Walking 3 times a week, maybe 30 minutes a day if you can. I'm getting there. Avoiding fried foods. Park further away to get more walking opportunities. I even do that. I thought that was me. I thought somebody was watching me. Get a massage monthly. Get 8 hours of sleep each night, maybe 7 if you can. Spiritual is a big one. Pick up the beach glass on the beach or bonfires on the beach if you're lucky enough to get to a beach. Lay in a hammock. Go meditate. Journal or blog to reflect. You know, and realize that you're better now than you were 5 minutes ago. And mental is really as important. You know, learn new skills. Challenge yourself. Organize yourself differently. Make new spaces for living. You know, make lists on what you want to do. Keep track of stuff. Share stuff with other people. Learn stuff from other people. And, you know, you learn every day. People say, yeah, Luca, why don't you be realistic? And I said, okay, let's plan for a miracle. That's realistic. For me, it is, anyway, because life is a miracle. Every freaking day you live is a miracle. So you're basically more powerful than you think. And I would share this every week if I have to. Beyond words and thoughts, we are powerful people or beings. You are divinity in human form, and your existence is of great importance. Do not let anything or anyone make you think that you are less, anything less than a magnificent soul here to create and to change the world. If you're called to do greatness, do everything in your being to fulfill that mission. You are well supported by the universe and all. So, with all that, what does Big Pharma want to do? Big Pharma wants to put an end to vitamins and supplements. It's just an attempt to thwart your ability to access nutritional supplements so that, you know, you're going to remain sick. And this is basically what they want. The call-in number is very quickly again, 512-248-8252 and 1-800-313-9443. And before we finish the show, it's important for me to go over the news a bit, because there's stuff that's important as far as compartmentalizing for me. I have a score of different folders. And this is what I mean by compartmentalizing. Every time you hear something, you can put it in, let's say, Monsanto folder, or the money folder, or the Jim Stone folder, or the John Pilger folder. They're all over the place. Russell Blaylock, prison system, pipelines, nature, New World Order, Oak Flat at one time, Constitution, Father Cares. That was one big one for me with Jim Jones, Gordon Duff, geoengineering and chemtrails, the Koch brothers. Think for yourself. If there's anything I could say, and my friend Chris Flaher in Europe is smiling right now if he's listening, because that's what it is. Think for yourself. That's what we always say in the shows that we do together. You know, you have to think for yourself, like my brother Luca says, you know. It's very simple to think for yourself. You can look at the bin, okay, the trash can with used masks in it. A pandemic virus so dangerous that face masks are thrown down in a normal bin in a hospital rather than in a biohazard bin? Right. Let me share this story real quick. In the 1990s, I watched Poland with their 400% markup on bread. And I said to myself, oh my God. And that was like bread was a dollar, I think, or less. 400% markup on the bread for them. And I kept saying to myself, wow, can you imagine? I'm so glad we're not like that and we don't have to pay that much, because their, you know, their country must be in shambles, or their government, right? And I was living in Canada at the time. Now what's going on? Chicago-based bakery chain La Boulangerie and Company told Bloomberg that it's been forced to jack up prices by 10% to account for higher expenses, pushing a loaf-to-loaf of brioche to $11.50. Cool. All right. And let me just finish this. And it's really, really hard, because now you're paying that much for a loaf of bread, up to $20 for a loaf of bread. You're squished between the hammer and the anvil as far as, food prices go. We have somebody on the line, and we're going to get the caller first or go to the break first. My producer is going to be deciding that. Okay, we'll skip the break. Let's go to the caller. Where is he from?
Luca, it's Lauren.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. I just wanted to call and compliment you. It is so rare that I listen to a show or something where people are talking about the things you can do to improve your health, to make your life better, and agree with all of it. Every single thing, talking to your water, you must be familiar with Dr. Emoto's work. All your health recommendations. It's just, this is the way. You are a God machine. If you are at dis-ease, it means something you're doing is not in line with how the Creator created you as an entity. Whatever God you believe in, understand, you're like a car. So if you put sugar in the gas tank and then the engine locks up, seizes up, is that the car's fault? Well, yeah. It's the owner's fault, the owner of the car, because he put sugar in the gas tank. You see what I mean? So we're doing that with this genetically engineered food, with the MSG and the aspartame and the vaccines that aren't vaccines. And so everything you're saying about the being at peace with yourself, loving yourself, the value that you are to yourself, the gift that you are, these are the most important things. And it's so rare to hear a show where that's what's being discussed. So I just want to compliment you. I know it's late in the show, but I just kept listening, so I figured I'd give you a call.
It's nice of you.
I really appreciate what you're doing.
It's nice of you, and I'm hoping not to get brushed off because of it. You have to have the guts today to say where it is and where it's at. And we're basically, thank you so much for calling and for saying that. We've been put on a road that's taking us as far away from ourselves as we can. We're teaching how to judge. We're taught how to be lazy. We're taught how to stay home. We're being paid to stay home. It's exactly what they want. They want to just destroy America. And just by what we were talking about earlier about the price of bread, maybe going up to $20 a loaf for for some countries. It's absolutely ridiculous. Thank you so much for calling. Was there anything else? Oh, I think we lost her. Okay. No, that was nice of her to call. We have Lynn from Maryland again on line three. How are you doing?
Thank you so much, Luca. Thank you. God bless you. You are an absolute answer to prayer. So thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart, and I pray God blesses you abundantly. And actually, when you were talking, what came to me is in the Bible, in the first Psalm, about those who are blessed and delight in the Lord and meditate on His word day and night. And then it says, and the blessed shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. So that is my prayer for you, and that is the blessing you've given me today. So thank you.
I really appreciate you calling, and you're thanking everybody right now. You're thanking everybody for what they're doing. And, you know, we have to have the courage to go inside. And for some people, it's going to be the hardest thing we've ever done. And when you do that, and then you see the World Economic Forum demanding that farmers sell their land and BlackRock and Vanguard and all this stuff, and they're not mentioning it online. Oh, 4 billion useless leaders to be culled by 2050, says Klaus Schwab. Once you get to know who you are and where you're at, all of a sudden it makes all the sense in the world. You're not vaccinated. You're one of the healthiest people on the planet, and you're just here to help other people that either are lost or that are trying to find their way. The purpose for vaccination, by the way, it's called behavioral control of the population and eugenic control is what it is. They won't tell you, but they're probably aiming towards certain races more than others. You know, it's an absolute disgrace. I mean, if you like Gandhi, and I'm not going to catch people in it, but that's what you do to people when you really understand where you're going yourself. You ask people, do you like Gandhi? And they say, yes. Well, look at what Gandhi says about vaccines. And this is not a vaccine that we have either. Okay, I'm going to finish by saying that. He says that conscientious objectors to vaccination should stand alone if need be against this barbarous enterprise. He says it's the most fatal delusion of all time for mankind. Yeah, because they're basically using it as a bioweapon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, somebody's still on the line.
Thank you so much. It's so true. It's that we have to have courage.
I'm sorry, I thought you hung up.
For what is right, and thank you for, I just pray God blesses you, and I can't wait to hear you next week, so let me let you go. Thank you so much, Luca.
Thank you for calling. And, you know, while we're at it, we're going to talk about some difficult things next week. And I'm just going to throw this out because I want to prepare people because, I mean, one of my favorite movies that really tell us what they're doing to us is The Matrix. And to understand The Matrix, you have to understand the history of jewelry, and it's really not that complicated. But once you know, you understand where jewelry came from, you understand what the Zionist Jews are all about, less than 1% or less than 1/100th of a percent of the population, it's absurd. And all of us could stand together if we wanted to, if we, you know, were brave enough. But see, most people won't, because just talking about it like I'm doing, it's career suicide. If you work somewhere and somebody hears your show and hears this, you're probably going to be fired. You know, that's the way it is. So what we're looking at is changing ourselves first, and that's going to be the hardest thing. And it's not ditching all of your pharmaceutical products at once. No, it's not. It's about finding out from a good doctor what you can do to take less and less of big pharma, of, you know, eating out of a box. All these difficult things that they're hard to talk about because ego just closes the door on them. Nope, I'm fine. I don't want to hear it. And then when you're sick, well, you're begging the doctor for help, right? So everything is geared today to make us more dependent on the state. And they're destroying America little by little. This COVID-19, I knew that there wasn't, you know, I knew COVID was basically the flu. And I watched them from the beginning, how they were pumping up the death cases. And Roger Landry worked with it, you know, as close as he could, just like everything else. And I saw him work on it. We worked on it together. We spoke on it together. And there's David Icke. On the first time that he was on London Real, on the first time, there were more than 50,000 people watching on YouTube. And I'll tell you the end first. YouTube took it down within 15 minutes. He said, there is no COVID-19. That's how he started his show. There is no COVID-19. That's how much people have been bribed to believe it's not true. And this is why it's so cool to be on RBN, because you can handle the truth, right? It's true. So people that can handle the truth, that should stick together like birds of a feather. And we'll see you next week on Luca's World. Thank you for joining and thank you for calling.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.